Hello and welcome to
What's the Scoop?
With Sage
and Yesenia.
And like always, if it's your first time listening, then welcome and enjoy the chaos.
Today, our topic will be on some really messed up ice cream flavors. For the past hour, Sage and I searched the internet to find the craziest ice cream flavors, and here are just a few of the ones we found. So the first flavor we found was horse flesh. Yeah, horse flesh ice cream. If you're weird and you want to try this, they sell it at an amusement park in Tokyo, Japan. What do you think about it, Sage?
Did you just say horse flesh?
Yes, horse flesh ice cream.
Who even created that idea? Like, who would even try that?
I'm guessing a person who likes horse flesh.
Those poor little horses.
I don't know if there's any ice cream flavor that can be worse than horse flesh.
Well, I think there might be one that has horse flesh beat, Sage. Up second on the list is bone marrow with smoked cherries ice cream. Bone marrow. How do you think about that one?
I take back my statement. That one's a lot worse than horse flesh.
What's the third flavor on the list?
The third flavor on the list is mushy peas and fish ice cream. I thought it couldn't get any worse until I seen some of the sides they put on it. Here are just a few of them.
It says here that they put on cloves of garlic, creamy mashed potatoes, buttered cod, in deep fried french fries? Where do they even sell this ice cream?
Well, Sage, it says here it's sold in England and in Scotland.
Well, what a treat, I guess. Anyway, we will give you some more disgusting ice cream flavors right after our commercial break.
Writing's not that easy, but Grammarly can help. This sentence is grammatically correct, but it's wordy and hard to read. It undermines the writer's message, and the word choice is bland. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Much better. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today.
Welcome back and get ready to get into more chaos.
Up next on the list is cow tongue. Yeah, I just said cow tongue. And yes, it is served in Tokyo, Japan. Don't know why Tokyo, Japan has all the gross flavors. But anyway, this ice cream is made up with raw cow tongue. They freeze the cow tongue long enough so all the bacteria dies. I don't trust it. Anyway, they like to serve this with bacon bits and frozen cheddar cheese. What's your take on it, Sage?
Honestly, it's really gross. What about you?
It's really gross. So you've tried it?
No, but it sounds gross, especially with frozen cheddar cheese. Like, why does the cheddar cheese have to be frozen?
Maybe it tastes better.
Or probably because it's just ice cream. Anyway, I'm just going to call it forbidden sprinkles.
Yesenia, I have a question for you.
Yes, Sage?
If you were stuck, let's say, on a island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and only had these ice cream flavors to try, which one would you try?
Honestly, Sage, I think I'd rather die of starvation than try any of these flavors.
Even if you have $1 million back at home?
Yes, Sage. I do not think I would like to put cow tongue in my mouth.
That's just disgusting. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this disgusting podcast. And if you threw up, I'm so sorry. Anyway, have an amazing day and tune in next time for some more disgusting flavors.